Enjoy listening to Designing Your Life Today, featuring Pat Counsell, the show that inspires you to live from a position of power and win by increasing your wealth, improving your health, and by building fruitful relationships. It's all about doing life with power.
Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Counsell, and we are still jump-starting our June. As a matter of fact, you're going to be jump-starting it all month long. Okay, not really. You're going to jump-start it, and then you're going to zoom on to success, right? You're not going to look back. You're just going to keep on going. If you missed yesterday's show about turning up your motivation, you want to be sure to go back and listen to it. I gave you some really good strategies for turning up your motivation. And if you want some very good strategies where you can really achieve your goals, jot down all of your answers and validate those goals and examine what you've written down. You want to check out my newest book, The Power of Intentional Goal Setting. How exciting is that? I'm excited. Anyway, this is Thriving Thursday on Designing Your Life Today. And we are going to talk about following through. Why it's important to follow through. It's really necessary that you follow through. You know, one of the things that really prevent goal achievement, among many other things, is people's inability to follow through. It has to do with some form of indecisiveness, and they really don't pay attention to what is best for them, what they deserve to have in their life. Well, today I want to talk a little bit about why you want to follow through and really what can keep you on that path and make you want to follow through. First of all, I want to start by telling you that whatever goals that you set, yesterday I suggested that you choose two goals to focus on and that those two goals be connected. And if you want to find out what I mean by that, then go back and listen to yesterday's show, Turning Up Your Motivation. That's what it's about, you guys. And then you'll understand more about the whole concept of following through. Now, whatever those two goals are that you set, I want to say this to you. The importance of following through is that follow through means that you are kind of reaffirming your commitment to achieve the goals that you set and that you are committed to doing it regardless of how you feel. No matter how you feel, you're saying, look, this is what I'm going to do and I'm going to stick with it. So this is the importance of follow through. But there's one other thing that makes follow through even more important. When you follow through, you build confidence. You build this unstoppable, unshakable confidence inside. And when you can build your confidence and make it stronger, then you become more committed to getting the results that you know that you are capable of getting. So that's the beautiful part about it. And see, when you are decide to follow through, then one of the things that happens is you're not concerned about necessarily what the conditions are. And you don't say, well, when this happens, then I'll do that. If this, then that. What you say is, you know what? I'm not going to wait for the situation to change and be perfect. I am not going to wait for everything to fall in line the way it should fall in line. But what I am going to do is I am going to, in a sense, be the change that I want to see. I want to say Gandhi said that, but I'm not sure. And I'm going to be the source of that change. See, this is the beautiful part about following through. Once you commit to following through, then nothing's going to stop you. You are the source of the change that you keep waiting for, that you've been waiting for. In other words, people who start a goal and then they fizzle out, they stop, they get frustrated, they lose focus, whatever the case is, what happens is at some point, once they commit to follow through and they start doing the follow through no matter what, then they become adaptable. They adapt to that situation. They adapt to whatever mood they're in. They adapt to whatever is going on in their life that perhaps is trying to hinder them from crossing that finish line, from achieving that goal. So when you follow through, you are also building discipline. So you're going to get, your discipline is going to become, just go to a whole nother level. It's going to be super strong. And you are going to get rid of kind of the issues that prevent you from focusing and from staying the course. The thing is that when we talk about follow through, let's talk about what stops us from following through. Follow through is all about staying on that course until you get the results that you're looking for. It's about if you have to call someone back, you call them back because you said you would. If you have to follow through on a project, you follow through on that project because you said you would. You follow through on whatever it is you have to follow through on because you know it is connecting you to the next level or the next step in the getting the results that you want for that particular goal. Here's an example of follow through. When we talk about follow through, for example, I used physical fitness yesterday. And if you are one of those people who set a goal to become more physically fit, then you know what the follow through is? The follow through is, first of all, that you're setting a goal. The follow through is to get up and to follow through and actually do the work, to do the exercises. The follow through is to get up the following day or whatever day, the next day that you plan to exercise, is to get up and do that on that particular day. See, here's the thing. If you're not productive, if you're not getting what you want, if you've gotten this far in this year and you haven't achieved the goals that you said you would achieve, you're not that productive, it's because you really don't have a very clear-cut, solid plan, nor do you have a clear-cut schedule. Your schedule is a huge part of your follow through. So if you have a schedule, now you can follow through and you can keep going until you get the results that you want. Now, here's the thing. You say, okay, I got the plan, I've got the schedule, but I'm still not following through. So what else could possibly be the issue for you not following through? Well, you're not excited about the goal. It doesn't inspire you. You are operating outside of a very specific calling that's been placed on your life. You are operating outside of your amazing talents. You know, I've seen people who have the potential to be great speakers, but then they go and they want to stand behind the scenes and they want to cheer on someone else who's a great speaker. And they're standing back being jealous and wishing and hoping and saying, wow, I wish I could get out there in front of those people. I know that I could do that. See, so my point is that they are doing something that they don't like because they're standing behind the scenes. So they're probably kind of the support staff as opposed to stepping out and really following through on their most inspiring goal, if you will, or most inspiring talent or God-given talent. So the key is to pay attention to what kind of goals that you're setting. What is that big plan that you have for your life for this year? Why are you on this path to achieve a goal in 2016, whatever the goals are? Take a look at the two goals that you've chosen. And go back, as I said, to yesterday and find out what I mean about making sure that these goals are connected. And you'll understand why I'm saying that you want to make sure that the goals are connected. But take a look at the goals that you set, that you've chosen, and what kind of plan do you have? What kind of follow-through do you have? What are your next steps? Have you written any of these steps down? What's your vision, your end game? Now, you don't have to know everything all at once, but here's the thing about a goal. We know that there's some kind of ending that we're looking for, and it may not be the ending that we want as we get closer to it. We may find that we want something bigger, something larger, something more, something that we never thought about. However, right now, you set that goal because you have a very particular ending in mind. So what is that ending? Is it, I want to exercise so I can be more physically fit? Do I want to exercise so I can lose weight? Do I want to exercise because I want a certain look? Do I want to exercise because, hey, exercising is something that I've been promising myself I was going to do, you know, and I want to see how it feels. So the feeling, end result, the better body, end result, the physical fitness, end result, to be healthier, end result. So you really want to kind of get in touch with that vision. What will make you follow through? It's kind of like doing a race. And you know, I'm practicing now for the 10K race because I signed up for the 10K race, even though I'm not totally ready. But doesn't matter. I signed up and I'll be ready because I have until October to make it happen. But here's the point. I'm following through by practicing running, and I have my running schedule, my days that I'm going to run, my days that I'm going to do other exercises, what isometrics, calisthenics, and weightlifting and stretching and those kind of things for more flexibility. So, well, not necessarily calisthenics. But I have a plan that's written out as to the days I'm going to do this. Now, each day before I know before that I'm going to get up and do this, for example, if I'm going to go running, then I know the day before how long I'm going to run, how many hours, how many miles I want to cover. So I have a plan, but here's the follow through. The follow through happens because the end result is I'm going to be ready for my 10K run, and I'm going to end with a very good timing. My time, I'm not going to be a slacker. So that's my follow through, or my end vision, is that I'm going to run that race, and I'm going to run it with ease, and I'm going to run it like a professional. All right, maybe not a professional runner, but the truth of the matter is I'm going to give it my best shot, and I'm going to do a very good job on that run. So I have a vision for how this is going to play out, and so I am going to follow through so that I can get to the end. Now, the thing about follow through is that in order, if you say, well, I'm having a challenge following through, even though I really want to follow through, and I get up and I look at it and I go, oh my goodness, I don't want to do this. Two things. First of all, take a look and be sure that whatever your follow-through plan is, or whatever it is you're talking about doing, be sure that it's not huge, it's not overwhelming, it's not too large. If it is, break it down. Break it down into small bits and pieces there, and take your time making it happen. That's the first thing. The second thing that you want to pay attention to is that if you look at it and it's just, oh, you don't want to do it because you're dreading it, get it done first. Get it done first. Get it done quickly. After you break it down into the smaller pieces, then get it done. And if it's something that you can kind of break down and get it done over the course of a few days, then get it done. Put it on your list first and make it happen. That's really what it's all about. You know, so the thing is that you really want to pay attention to your follow through. The truth of the matter is that when you have that great vision and goal, and you say, you know what, I really want to make this happen. And as you start to remind yourself what this goal is, what it means to you, what it's all about, you know, the 10K for me, it's not something I have to do, but it's something that I feel inspired to do. Why? Because if you've been listening to the show beyond 3 years, you know, I've been talking about running a 10K for 3 years. It's time to make it happen. Hey, got the 5K down pat, been there, done that. So I am going to run that 10K, and I'm going to do a very good job. So the point I'm making here is that I have that vision, I've got the goal, and I'm very committed to pulling it off and getting to where it is I want to be. Now, you know what that's going to do to me? That's going to inspire me on the days when I don't feel like practicing, when I don't feel like running, okay? Because there are times when I just don't want to do it. But on those days, guess what? I'm going to follow through because, number one, it's a part of my plan, and number two, I have the bigger vision, and so I'm inspired to make this happen because I've already signed up. This is the they have the Marine Corps Marathon in Washington, and so I'm not ready for a full marathon, but I figure I can do a 10K. So I'm going to hang out with the Marines, and that's going to be fun for me. And so those soldiers are in extremely good shape. And so a lot of them that are going to be running that race, they're going to be running circles around me. But guess what? I'm going to be running a little circle of my own. Okay. But anyway, the point I'm making here is that I'm going to create my own circle and say, see, I ran circles around whatever or whoever, but my point is I'm going to be ready to get out there and make it happen. So as you can hear me talking about this, or as you hear me talking about this, you see that I have this vision. You see that I'm excited about it. You see that I'm going to have fun with it. So I'm going to inspire myself to stay the course and be excited about getting to where it is I want to be. So follow through is really important. It builds your confidence, and it builds your discipline. And discipline is by far one of the things that stops us from achieving goals that we want super badly. We want the results of these goals that we set, and yet we don't go anywhere or get anywhere with them. So Here's the thing that you want to understand about your follow through. You want to understand that, first of all, your confidence is going to go up. Secondly, that your discipline is going to be there. But here's the other thing as we start to wrap up, because I'm making these a little bit shorter while we talk about the building that exceptional life. So these are a little bit shorter because I want you guys to really kind of process what I'm saying here, see how it resonates with you, and make some great things happen. This is Jumpstart June, so you're jumpstarting, but you're going to zoom, as I said, you're going to zoom to the finish line. You're going to get great results. And so the final thing about follow through is that, is this something that you really want to do? You want to ask yourself that question. It's not just about building confidence. You're not going to build confidence, or you're not going to improve your discipline, if you have set a goal that you really aren't excited about. Someone else may have set the goal for you. Someone else may have told you what you should do and how you should do it. And they did your thinking for you. That doesn't inspire anyone. That creates codependency. And codependency puts people in a position of weakness. That's not you, is it? You're not weak, right? Of course you're not. So the thing is you know that you want to achieve, and you want to achieve on that higher level. So with that being said, if you haven't chosen the two goals that connect, then take the time to do that. This week, you have all week long to take the time to pick those goals. All right, you really don't have that long because this is like a short week. Tomorrow is Friday. So this week is like over, but this is a simple thing. And if you say it's not so simple for me to pick just two goals, Pat, and if you only have one goal, that's fine too. But if you say it's not so easy for me to pick two because I've got so many that I want to do, what is that saying? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. So let's start with step one. You know, pick the goal that you are most excited about, that you're most passionate about. Now, if you have no clue as to what goals you want to set because you don't have any goals at all, then yeah, you need to do some soul searching, and you want to spend some time in meditation, some quiet time. You want to spend some time thinking, because you have a great goal there in you. Everyone has greatness in them. Now, when I talk about being great, I'm not saying that you're going to go out and save the world. You may very well be the one to do that. Goodness knows. Somebody needs to do something. Yep, not going to talk about politicians today. I'm not going to do it no matter what. See, it's trying to come out, but I'm in control here. Anyway, back on the subject. The point I'm making to you is that you have something within you, that something to bring to the table that will make your world better, make our world better. And so you want to do some soul searching. You want to bring that out. Hey, you guys, listen, that's all I have for you today. Remember, all you have to do this week is come up with two goals and choose the two goals that connect. And before you know it, we will have you jump starting, and we're going to have you doing life with power. Have a great day. And we're going to be bringing you more throughout Jumpstart June.